Solve the problem, whatever it is, just figure it out, solve the problem, and be creative in solving the problem. And I think that whole experience and dealing with that fitness wear line, it taught us how to think creatively because there were a lot of problems that popped up with that fitness wear line before we finally stopped it.
Welcome to She Believed She Could, the show that is dedicated to helping you show up, shine bright, and achieve abundant success. I am your host and coach, Allison Walsh, and after 2 decades of starting, scaling, and leading incredibly successful businesses and teams in the mental health and coaching industries, I've got a wealth of experience, a dynamic network of experts, and game-changing resources that I cannot wait to share with you. In addition to being obsessed with all things related to confidence, goal setting, and personal branding, I integrate positive psychology into everything that I do. I'm on a mission to help you chase and accomplish your dreams and truly optimize your potential. So I encourage you to sit back, relax, and soak in all of the amazing advice that's headed your way. Now let's get to work. All right, Jen. Well, I have been waiting for this day for a long time to have you on the show. And there could not be a better reason than to celebrate the launch of She Believes She Could. But I want you to just share for their audience a little bit more about you. And then we're going to jump into all of these things.
Okay. Yeah. So, I'm Jennifer Pitts McKenna. I was, I guess what's relevant here is that I was Miss Virginia in 2002. And Allison and I became best buddies when we were working together for Miss America's Outstanding Teen. And our friendship just was instant. It was one of those kind of just happened immediately and you couldn't help it and couldn't stop it. And we just became buddies. And of course, then our friendship turned into McKenna Walsh. And, you know, kind of the rest is history. My husband and I, Ken, live in Orlando. We have 4 awesome kids that keep me really busy. And I'm enjoying the mom life now. So that's kind of where we're at.
Love it. So yes, McKenna Walsh days. I want to just spend some time here. And one of the reasons that I wanted to have you on the show today for sure was just to talk about what that experience was like, because I think for both of us, it was such a perfect example of when you go after something you love and it's like, you don't even worry about the details. Like we had to, right? Of course, all the nuances and all of it, but it was such like a passion driven business for both of us. And I think there's a lot of people that are listening that are maybe on the fence of just going for it. And I think that was like such a perfect example. Like we just did it. We did it no matter what. We were going to figure it out. So can you share a little bit more about that whole experience and what it was like on your side?
Yeah. So, I mean, like what you were saying, we were, and you talk about this, I think so eloquently in the book, and I love how your perspective of the words that you used, and it was just easy, I guess, is at least from my perspective, that's how I felt from the very beginning was that, you know, I was already coaching on my own. You were already coaching on your own. And we're sitting there eating our tacos on Sunday night, drinking wine. And we just kind of said, this just makes sense. You know, if you have half the candidates in the top 10 and I have the other half that we're coaching in the top 10, why wouldn't we just put this together, join forces and make life a lot simpler and have the entire top 10? And that's just kind of what we did. And I think what's important that you also talk about in the book is that mentality of just going for it. And if it just feels right to follow that gut instinct. And I think that's what you and I did. And that's why McKenna Walsh was so successful. Yeah, we had to put a lot of work into it. You know, we had to put the 50, 60 hours a week into that studio, grinding it out. We had our super Saturdays where we'd have all Saturday long appointments back to back, both of us working hard. But if you're willing to put in the work to something that you love and something that, you know, to use your word, that you are passionate about, it just happens and it's easy. And I think that was the season in our life at the time was that that's where you were at and that's where I was at. And to come together and to be able to do something with a friend that you trust. And I think that's really important too, is that it, you were someone that I trusted and I was someone that you trusted, that we were both incorporating the same mission and values into what we were doing, that it was easy for us to join forces and make it happen together.
And I think what I love too, and you know, I know I talk about this in there too, the clients that we had became like family to us. We loved on them so hard, right? And I think it's for those that are out there that are thinking about starting a coaching business or really any business, right? Like when you love your customers and your clients to the degree in which we did, right? Like we were destined to be successful because we were always pouring ourselves into them. And I think like that sometimes gets lost when people launch businesses. They're so focused on the financial gain. Whereas it's, if it's like flip-flopped, right? And you do everything, you provide literally a first-class experience that they can't get anywhere else, like you will be successful. And I think like sometimes people overthink it and do it the opposite way, but we did it and it worked and it was so much fun.
But weren't we lucky that we were able to do that? And I feel like sometimes people get stuck in this rut that they're just not as fortunate that that they can do something that they really love, that they unfortunately have to be more focused on the financial side of things and they have to do it because they have to do it. Where we, I don't know, I feel like we got lucky that we got to do something, even for a brief period of time, that we really loved doing. And because of that, our clients became like family to us, and we were part of their families. We went to a lot of weddings, you know?
Yeah, we did. Held a lot of babies, did all the things, right? So, but it's so special too. So if somebody's listening right now and they're like, oh my God, I love what you guys are talking about and I'm on the fence, what is some advice that you would give somebody who maybe has a dream that they haven't yet pursued and they're sitting there going, gosh, I wish I had something like that?
I think timing's everything. Because I think a lot of times why things don't work out the way that they should sometimes with a business or a relationship or whatever it may be, is it's just not the right time. And for you and I, for McKenna Walsh at the time, that was the right time to do it. And even after just 2 short years of doing it and cranking it out and loving it and being at the top of our game, when that lease was up 2 years later and I was pregnant again and you know, you were having a baby and working towards it, and your new job that you were leaning into, we looked at each other and we said, this is not the right time to continue this. And so I think that would be my one piece of advice, is make sure that you're doing the right thing at the right time.
I am so excited to share with you that She Believes She Could book is now on sale and available for pre-order. And when you pre-order, you unlock a bunch of really cool bonuses that you can take advantage of, including access to all of the success tools and resources, the online course that goes along with it. You're invited to join our private Facebook launch community, which I will be behind the scenes walking you through every step of the process, sharing with you the ups, the downs, the trials, the tribulations, all the excitement as we get ready for our official launch in September. So you purchasing your book ahead of time sends all the signals to the bookstores that this book needs to be on their shelves. So it's really, really, really important that you secure your order today. I cannot thank you enough for all of your support on this journey. Go to www.shebelievedbook.com. Grab your order to join us in the pre-launch process or secure your bonuses. Again, thank you so much. www.shebelievedbook.com. Yeah, absolutely. And we learned a lot. It was so fun though. Oh my God. If I could just rewind, I remember sitting on the floor at your house, drinking wine, eating tacos, and talking about this. And the fact that like in a few short weeks, I remember you went on vacation like the next day. And do you remember that? And you're on the plane, I'm emailing, I've got my husband working on like just like business docs, like doing.
Yeah, now that I do remember. We were like immediately.
Yeah. And it was just like, I don't know, it was like this rush of energy of like, it just all felt so right. And it was just, it was exciting. I mean, and we teased our client list, right? Like we both let people know something big was coming, and then boom, 2,000 square foot studio opened, everything, all the things, everything you could ever want for that clientele, right? Like, literally was perfect for them.
And it I just all fell in the place very easily. That's, it was just easy. I don't know why. It always felt easy. I mean, remember painting the walls in that place?
Oh my gosh.
I don't think I couldn't walk for a week.
I know, it was crazy.
Doing the floor. My dad and I did the floor in the studio. It was a lot of work, but we hustled.
We did hustle. We even, fun fact, Jen and I got our spray tan licenses. That was an experience. And had to go get certified to do that. And oh my God, we did everything. And then I think one of the things that didn't necessarily go as well as we had hoped, right? So And for those that don't know a lot about the pageant system and the Miss America organization, there's not swimsuit. And even back then there was for the Miss, but there wasn't for the teen. And so Jen and I said, let's launch a fitness wear line for the teen candidates. And there was a lot of interest, right? But the actual manufacturing, we ran into some challenges. We learned, right? Like, and then we decided like this, that was a perfect example of something that we weren't meant to lean into long term.
Yeah. So oh our gosh. Vendor that we had relied on, just didn't work out. She couldn't keep up with the demand. Unfortunately, we kind of went with a one man band, and unfortunately she just couldn't keep up with the demand that we were selling. She just couldn't produce. And that was a good lesson to learn, is that, you know, you and I run at a certain pace. You know, you and I, when we dive into something, we really dive in quickly. And not everyone's ready for that pace. And I think that's what we learned in that moment. I mean, God bless her. She stayed up at my house all night sewing and getting ready for that Miss America trade show. And in the end of the day, we delivered. But we had to shut down that part of our business early, and much earlier than I think we wanted to, because we just couldn't find a manufacturer to meet our demands. So that was kind of a disappointing part of the business though.
Yeah. But you know, we had fun doing it. You know, I remember,
we did.
It was just like leaning in and testing. Right. And I think for those that are listening, like, it's not always going to be perfect. You're going to learn along the way, but like, be bold enough to take risks, be bold enough to try, you know, do it scrappy. I think like, that's the biggest thing that, you know, one of the biggest things that I took away from it is like, just do it. Like, figure it out, lean into it. I think so many people, and I've seen this, you know, over the course of my whole career, we can get stuck in this like state of analysis paralysis where we overthink everything. We don't try. You can't learn if you don't try. And I think we hold ourselves, so many women that are in this community hold themselves, myself included, to a very high standard where failure is scary versus like failure is a learning opportunity. And it's not even failure if you learn. The only time it's failure is if you don't learn or you don't try. But I think like, this was such a beautiful example and so many valuable lessons learned from launching the business, blowing it out of the water, learning different things within it that maybe weren't as successful, but ultimately like having fun and showing up to serve and always having the right intention in our hearts of like what we were there doing. And as a result, it brought a lot of joy. It was very successful. And, you know, we learned a lot too. So
I always say to them, I mean, I say it to my kids like every day, I'm like, solve the problem. Solve the problem, whatever it is, just figure it out, solve the problem and be creative in solving the problem. And I think that whole experience and dealing with that fitness wear line, it taught us how to think creatively, because there were a lot of problems that popped up with that fitness wear line before we finally stopped it. And we just had to problem solve along the way, whether that be finding some clothing display racks out in the middle of the Nevada desert when we were...
Hey queens, and happy 2023. I am so excited to pop in and share with you that our all new updated She Believed She Could planner is available for free download right now at ellisonwalshconsulting.com, or click the link in the show notes to download your copy. Remember, you cannot be casual about your success, and this planner gives you everything you need to absolutely crush your goals in 2023. The best part is you can keep downloading it or just printing a copy for yourself or using it on your computer every 90 days. And so it is timeless. You're welcome. I want you to have the most amazing year ever. And that comes with really getting clear about what you want, making a plan, going after it, and holding yourself accountable. So download your She Believes She Could planner today, AllisonWalshConsulting.com, or grab the link in the show notes. Okay, so we have to go there. Okay, so this
we have to tell the story.
This is the story that ended up on the cutting room floor of the editing process. But I think it's one that is probably like our biggest laugh out loud story of McKenna Walsh. You teased it, so why don't you tell it? Because I think this is one of those things that it was almost, I look back, I'm like, I can't believe we actually did.
Yeah. So we had our fitness wear line that we were debuting out at Miss America at the Miss America trade show. And you know, we live here in Florida, but the trade show was out in Las Vegas. So we needed to figure out creatively how we were going to display our fitness wear. We had a table booth set up, but otherwise we wanted these racks that we could hang the fitness wear on to display it so that people walking by could see everything displayed. And, so I went on Craigslist. And because we certainly couldn't, you know, put the stuff on the airplane or ship it, and we were trying to reduce costs because, you know, we don't want to spend any money on this. So I went on Craigslist, found some wire mesh display racks, I guess, is what you would call them.
They were so huge.
Just, I'm on like, they were like $10 or something, you know, very inexpensive. And I said, here we go, Allison, we're going to go pick up these racks when we get there. And you're like, all right, let's go do it, right? So you're like, oh yeah, sure. All right, we're going to find this. And how are we going to find these? I'm like, no, 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 I got it. Don't worry about it. I got the guy's number. We're going to be fine. So we, I think, was it Ken, my husband, who got us, we got a limo from the airport.
We won't spend money on a rack, but we'll spend money on a limo and champagne. Okay, so priorities back then, right?
Vegas. In the limo. And our limo, I have an address. And so our limo driver starts driving, and we're driving and we're driving and we're driving. And this is Nevada. So, you know, we're out in the middle of the desert. We're like, and Allison's getting worried and you're not quite as adventurous. Maybe as I might be sometimes.
And like buried under a tarp. Okay.
Yeah. So we drive out in the middle of the Nevada desert. Our limo driver tells us, don't worry. You know, I'm packing heat. I got you girls. And we're like, oh, okay. Now we feel better.
So and we're driving past an armed gunman. That's great.
Yeah. It's okay. We had champagne, but in the middle of the Nevada desert, we meet some stranger off of Craigslist, and he hands us these beautiful display racks that like are in a junkyard under a tarp. We throw them in the back of the limo and we head over to the Miss America trade show. So,
yep. One of our finest
problem
moments.
Solved. Problem solved.
Problem solved. Right. Exactly. Exactly. But
it could have been dismembered, but.
Oh, yeah, exactly. We made it out of the desert alive with racks and had a lovely trade show. So, and sold a heck lot of.
And we sold out of our fitness wear that we couldn't produce.
Oh my God. Anyway, so, but yeah, no, those were the good old days, right? Like the fun stories. I will never for the rest of my life forget that. Just grateful.
Maybe but, not oh the best God. Example of how to solve the problem, but.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect example. So. Anyways, well, you know, I love you dearly, and I'm just grateful that, number one, we did that. Most importantly, our friendship. You know, for those that don't know, Jen is the godmother to my oldest, and I'm the godmother to her second oldest, and we've just been special people in each other's lives for so long, and the fact that, you know, we had that journey together is one I will forever and ever hold dear to my heart, and I'm really grateful that I got to share it in the book, and I hope everybody picks up a copy and enjoys chapter 2. And Jen, again, thank you, because you've just continued to be a part of this journey as the self-proclaimed director of momentum, which you will forever and ever be in my life. And so thank you for continuing to push me to live up to my own potential and to chase after those dreams in the various stages of my life.
Well, I'm excited for you, and I'm excited for you on being on this journey, and you never back down. And I think that's something, I don't want to get emotional, but I think that's something I really love about you, is that you just, you're always pushing. You're always, you know, you've got your list, you've got your goals, you write them out, and you work so hard every day to get that 1% better, to get closer to it, and do all the things that you've always said you're going to do. So I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Love you. And I'm so glad our audience got to meet you. They've heard about you before, but this was really special to be able to do this really beautiful series leading up to the launch of the book with all of the amazing women that have been a part of my journey and that I care so deeply about. So thank you.
It's a good journey.
Yeah, definitely. And the journey continues.
And it does.
I hope you loved this show. If you did, please head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. It makes a big difference and helps a lot more queens who are chasing their dreams to find this show too. We work really hard on creating a quality production, and I want to make sure as many people that need to listen to it can. So we appreciate your help in advance. And of course, check out the show notes. We always include lots of great information in there, as well as links so that you can continue the conversation or access additional support or resources or the book recommendations from our guests. So please check that out. We would love for you to continue to stay engaged with our beautiful community. You can also access the She Believed She Could Facebook community from the link in the show notes as well. And you know, we'll be continuing the conversation at Allison Walsh on Instagram. So please join us there. And remember, I believe in you 1000%. And my goal is that you do too. So please stay connected. Let me know how I can support you as you chase and accomplish your goals. I'm always happy to make a connection, or maybe it's just to fill up your cup and tell you that you're an awesome queen that can accomplish anything that you set your mind to. So whatever you need, I'm here for you. I'm so excited for you. Stay focused, beautiful. It is all within reach, and you deserve abundant success. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.